Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And we're back!
Oh my gosh, what has happened? It's the, I don't want to say normal, I want to say the
classic.
The classic
the
Sunday night.
Sunday show.
Crew.
The OG.
The OG Sunday crew. We haven't had this crew together since, what, before the fest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We had you the one time after you came back from California, according to Richie Rich. I didn't remember that. I
that was before
that
the fest.
I thought that we hadn't had this crew together since before you went to off to the left coast. To do your left coasty things. But, yeah, so here we are again in the studio. It's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I'm stoked that you guys are here. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to join the conversation tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 07242022. Just to get that out of the way.
Yep.
That's
how you know it's a Sunday show.
It is Sunday. Before I want to, well, here, I'll tell everybody what we might be talking about.
Uh-oh.
Government has gone too far. Potential topics for tonight. New Jersey hates breweries, microbrews specifically. An activist wants to lead a satanic prayer at a high school football game. A Portland lesbian bar has been shut down for not being woke enough.
Should have seen that one coming.
Five ways the Hunger Games have happened in real life. Low-paid virtual cashiers provoke outrage amongst activists. One small step for democracy in a live-free-or-die town. What is the Free State Project? So I have to confess, both of these, the last two articles, are from the least favorite publication on planet Earth, the New York Times. So just you have an idea where they're coming from. We also have something about Florida man versus Florida sheriff. We're not sure where that's coming from. Scientists find link between wolf attacks and far-right politics.
Go figure. Have to have something.
Gonorrhea could be the driver of gene mutations. And oddly shaped ice cream treats being sold.
Ooh.
Well, okay.
Well, hang on, we're not revealing the whole thing here. We're not getting into that article just yet.
I hear what you're saying, but okay. Like, I don't want, without bearing the lead, there's more to that gonorrhea headline.
There is, yes.
Okay, and yes. You're purposely...
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't want to, like, you know, give up the whole show here.
Spoilers.
In the first segment. Yeah, man.
Well, it's the headline.
I'm teasing.
Okay.
I'm teasing for listeners to stick around.
The headline is the tease, though.
It's a three-hour-long show, and so I think they've got enough, right?
Off of that? Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Hey, some think it's gross, but it's really good on toast. Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea. Oh, wait, no, that's diarrhea. Sorry. My bad.
So either way,
old childhood song.
No.
Yeah, it's one of the classics.
Is it?
One of the classics from my childhood, anyway.
I don't know where you grew up, but diarrhea does not go with those.
You're assuming I grew up. Joke's on you.
It all makes sense now.
Where are we going to start? Oh, I was going to say, because it's Sunday, I have taken it upon myself to host a little thing every Monday night to watch this HBO show called The Anarchists.
First two episodes done. Watched them.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, good, because I know Nikki's seen them. Sweet.
Okay.
So we can talk about that a little bit if you want.
Yep.
But
hey, no spoilers, though.
It does air Sunday nights. So Sunday nights after the show is over, 10 p.m. Eastern, is, I believe, when it airs on HBO Max, whatever that is.
As a true anarchist, I wait for it to hit the torrent sites and I pirate it.
There is a reason why I host my viewing on Mondays instead of Sundays, outside of the fact that I'm here on Sunday nights, right? But, you know, yeah.
So take that, HBO.
So, well, I mean, I don't, you know, if you can afford it, you know, go ahead. I think you can get a free subscription for like 30 days or something. I don't know.
Or use somebody else's.
Yeah, or piggyback on, you know, some. There's ways for you to see it. I also know that at some point there were, at least the first episode was up on our favorite streaming platform.
Odyssey?
Yes.
Which means it can never come down.
Well, so I think they did take it down off Odyssey, but
wow.
How'd they do that?
Still on library.
Okay. Right? Is that how?
That's how that works.
Okay.
Yes.
But once it's on
I don't know, once it's on the blockchain,
it's supposed to be a permanent thing as long as people are seeding it.
I haven't tested it, right? So I can't verify. Perhaps if you, a listener out there, have been watching it in this way, you can let us know at 603-283-6160.
Odyssey censors pirated material. That should be the headline.
Well, they do respond to DMCA takedowns. So
how is fair play. How is that any better than YouTube then?
Well, because I believe, don't quote me on this. I mean, if you're if you represent library in some way and want to correct me on this, feel free to call us. But I believe that the takedown is from Odyssey, but the data still lives on library.
Okay.
I believe is how that works.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
So there's still a non-Odyssey way to access the data if you participate in the library project.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
But I wonder how you would go about doing that, though.
You'd have to download the library app and that kind of thing, so which I have not done. I've only used Odyssey to watch things, kind of like YouTube.
I don't know when library launched, but when they first launched, I created an account, like, okay, getting this thing done, and didn't use it, didn't do anything with it. And then probably like 6 to 9 months later, my buddy goes, like, dude, you got to check this thing out. It's called Library. I'm like, I'm already on there. There's nobody there yet. He's like, oh, cool. All right. So. New technology comes out, man. I create an account, and then I see where it goes.
Yep. And that's the way you got to do it these days. It used to be the new technology would come out slow enough that you could wait for a minute, or if you were the first, and then somebody was like, you're like, yeah, I already know, and then you would teach them. Now, new tech is just, I mean, it's coming at us left and right that it's hard to keep up with all of the tech that's coming out, much less which one's going to take off. So you're right. If you just create an account for everything that comes your way, eventually a few of those are going to come in handy.
Yep.
All right, so let's get started. This from the brownstone.org, not the brownstone, but brownstone.org. Governments were given credible warnings about lockdown harms, but didn't listen.
Wow.
You don't say. Yeah, but we've been saying this since, well, before they even did lockdowns. We're like, just don't do it. And they did it anyway.
I'll take obvious news reports for 100.
Ding, ding, ding. It's the Daily Double. No, it's not. There is a rising awareness of government excess in violating freedoms and liberties. In a global survey of 52,000 people by the Democracy Perceptions Index, I don't know what that is, in 50 of the 53 countries surveyed, people expressed net agreement that government has gone too far in limiting people's freedoms. In case you're wondering what net agreement is, that's agreement minus disagreement.
Okay.
For those of you bad at math, I was told there'd be no math.
So what's the gross agreement statistic then?
It's gross that people don't agree with the statement.
Okay.
In my opinion, anyway. Authorities and lockdown advocates accuse critics of 2020 hindsight and insist they did the best they could with limited information in the midst of a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
Okay. Hold on. There has to be... Like, I want to say there's a small benefit of the doubt there, right? Because unless you're operating with perfect information, everybody goes about their daily life operating on the best information provided to you at that time.
Okay.
The difference is, right, we don't try to control the behaviors of others with limited information, right? Like, they knew they were working on limited information because that goes without saying, and then controlling entire populations... Based on that is where, you know, the line gets crossed.
Yeah, forced conformity is never the answer for anything. And in fact, I would argue that the largest benefit would have been to let people go about handling this all themselves in the best way they saw fit individually.
Right.
And guess what? The best possible application would have surfaced.
Well, clearly they wanted there to be mass hysteria. This is all, in my opinion, planned. No doubt about it.
Well, it certainly, even if it wasn't, they certainly know how to not let a good crisis go to waste.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
They've been through this many times, and they're absolutely 100% lying if they say, oh, well, we did the best we could with limited information in this once-in-a-century pandemic. No, I'm sorry. It's not true. You can go back and look at, well, many things that have occurred in history and the actions that were taken. I mean, just go back and look at, like, SARS. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember SARS?
Well, I mean, if there were, like, dead bodies in the street, like, you know, bring out your dead, right, I probably would have self-isolated. Probably would have, like, stayed in the house and went, wow, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But everything pointed to, like, this isn't so bad and I'm healthy and young enough to get away with it, and so I acted accordingly.
As well you should. And right. So am I. 603-283-6160. Are you in net agreement that government has gone too far?
Gross agreement.
Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. If you couldn't tell by our zealous and joyous intro,
enthusiasm,
it is Sunday. and we do things a little bit different here on Free Talk Live on Sunday nights. We were talking about this bit from brownstone.org, also known as the Brownstone Institute, about 53 countries, people expressed net agreement that government has gone too far in limiting people's freedoms. So there's only like a couple hundred governments on planet Earth. Now,
sure.
They happen to claim all of the land on planet Earth, but 50 of the 53 surveyed were like, yep, government has gone too far. So I feel like, hey, we're not the only ones. You know, we talk about that often here on Free Talk Live.
Well, that's one of the freedoms, the benefits about being in the United States. Despite how bad it is
that we still have some freedom of speech?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can at least say when it's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I feel like Free Talk Live, the radio program that you're listening to right now, is a bit of a, what do they call it, canary in the coal mine?
Okay.
So when Free Talk Live ceases to broadcast, that might mean something. That might mean that freedom of speech has actually ended here in the United States of America. It's already, like, I can't say whatever I want on this program. It's regulated.
Yes.
And so, like, I can't cuss. I can't use certain descriptive terms. I, you know, there's certain topics that we've come to find out are taboo.
Yep.
And so, you know, while we're still much freer than everywhere else, we are still regulated. We are still unable to actually have free speech on this program.
And again, fair play. That's because we've chosen terrestrial radio as the preferred medium.
Sure.
Right. And we can do an internet show. We can do a podcast.
Which we do. I mean, Free Talk Live is also a podcast.
Understood.
And an internet stream.
But if you did that and for Wendt,
right, yeah.
The radio side of things, you would remove all of those restrictions
that is
that you currently find yourself. So there is the freedom to do those things.
I think it's a good trade off. I think it's the most important thing is to reach as many ears as we possibly can.
Yes.
And not cussing and not being able to say certain words isn't really that big of a deal. It's still lame.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. It's still lame, but it's a pretty good trade-off.
It is. And also,
that's also how you keep people on Facebook and YouTube, though, because, like, that's where the audience is.
Yeah.
But also, Free Talk Live started as a radio program.
Understood.
Free Talk Live predates podcasts.
Right.
So it had to start somewhere, and so this is just where we are now.
I get it. But the freedom still exists if you choose your medium differently.
For now.
Right.
Yeah.
Like not being able to cuss, right, is a voluntary choice because we're playing in the FCC's field.
Damn it.
Okay.
See, because that's the closest I can get, so I just wanted to get a damn it in there. I'll get a hell in there on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell, damn it.
Getting crazy over there.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to upset the Christians.
It wouldn't be the first time. This from Reason.com. No segue. New Jersey cracks down on breweries for hosting trivia nights and serving food. How dare they?
Stole her
exactly
line.
Exactly what I was going to say. How dare they?
What could New Jersey possibly have against breweries hosting trivia nights and serving food?
It's a violation.
Regulations ban food sales, limit the number of events, and include other inane requirements. I'll give you the TLDR on this without, you know, getting into it. Basically, in New Jersey, they have one version of the liquor license that is for your actual, like, full-on booze-serving establishments, hard liquor.
Yep.
And they can serve beer and wine, too, with that license. I think it's all-encompassing. And they can also be restaurants and serve food and have trivia nights and have bands and, you know, all the fun stuff that you associate with an alcohol purveyor. So what has happened is, well, microbrews have gotten popular. This craft brewing thing has sort of hit New Jersey, and a bunch of craft breweries and microbrews and brew pubs have popped up. And in order to compete with the bars with the full liquor license, they've been having to innovate themselves.
Well, it's to get around the regulations.
And go, well, how can we attract more customers? And they decided that they were also going to serve food and that they were also going to host trivia nights because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to look at what wheels are turning and, oh, maybe we'll do some of that and figure out what works for us. So they started doing that. And the actual full liquor license serving establishments, instead of going, hey guys, we got to get together and figure out how to step up our game because these guys are taking our customers and, you know, we're not seeing as much business as we used to. Instead of them getting together and innovating, coming up with new and unique ways to drive customers to their establishments, what do?
Call in the state.
Call in the state. Hey, daddy government, the breweries are taking our customers because they're doing the things that we were doing, and it's not fair. Force them out of business.
They don't have the license to do those things.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that without a license.
It's weird, too, because I skimmed that article at one point, and there's something about, like, holding special events only once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Or having parties once a month.
Sense.
You're right.
Like, why does it matter?
Breweries are restricted to hosting 52 private parties per year, such as birthday parties or corporate events. New Jersey ABC makes it clear that it will allow patrons attending a private party to bring their own beer and wine to the events. Why a brewery would want to host a party where someone else's beer is served goes unexplained. All events, whether or not they are a special event or a private party, must manually be entered into the DABC website at least 10 days in advance.
So no surprise parties.
Yeah.
It's got to be public information.
Let's see what other crap they said they have. If an event is not promoted or advertised, it apparently does not count against the 25-event cap, although it's unclear why a brewery would bother hosting weekly trivia if it can't tell its customer base when to show up.
I wonder what their explanation for this is. Like, they would need to, I guess they don't need to do anything, but they're not going to give a reason why they're putting a cap on the limit of what kinds of parties and events breweries can host.
It's Jersey, number one, so it's petty government, number two, and it's just, how can we exercise more control on this new industry? And then, boom, they give themselves the power to do so. Do they need to justify? No, because they got the guns.
Of course not, but it's still...
It's dumb.
It's just blatant overreach.
Restricting such events puts a damper on potential on-premise taproom sales, undermining the brewery's ability to act as a community hub and gathering place. The event cap also disproportionately punishes the most vulnerable members of the state's brewing community, since many small microbreweries and nanobreweries exclusively sell beer from their on-premise taprooms, eschewing distribution to stores or bars altogether.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. So,
like you show up to the restaurant on the microbrew site to drink that brewery's beer and their wares.
Yeah, so,
right, that's why you go there.
So dear New Jersey bars, the ones that sell hard liquor, grow some testicles, be a man, and compete. Innovate, sure. Right? Level up. Don't go crying to daddy and pointing guns at these other guys just because they're out competing you with their delicious beverages.
Now again, to be fair, at least New Jersey has bars.
That's true. New Hampshire pretends they don't have bars by making them all
restaurants.
603-283-6160. Do you prefer a bar? Or do you prefer a microbrew? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine pressed ahead on Sunday with efforts to restart grain exports from its Black Sea ports under a deal aimed at easing global food shortages, but warned deliveries would suffer if a Russian missile strike on Odessa was a sign of more to come. President Zelensky denounced Saturday's attack as barbarism that showed Moscow could not be trusted to implement a deal struck just one day earlier with Turkish and United Nations mediation. Well, it's not just humans who are hot. Man's best friend is feeling the heat, too. That's why the owner of Three Dog Bakery in Kansas decided to have an ice cream social for dogs and their toasty humans. Flavors included maple bacon pancake and peanut butter and strawberry parfait.
It's nice to have ice cream when it's hot outside, so come inside, bring the dogs. There's plenty of room for them to eat in the air conditioning.
This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of students at USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa Bay Saturday night, once again pushing false claims of election fraud to that young crowd and perpetuating his Ukraine narrative.
Ukraine would have never happened under the Trump administration, would have never happened.
There is a huge recall going on at Family Dollar. Here's Ari Ellie Andrews with more.
Family Dollar is recalling more than 430 products that had been stored at the wrong temperature before being inadvertently shipped to the stores across the U.S. The recall covers a slew of items regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, including name brands like Alka-Seltzer, Bayer, Benadryl, Claritin, Colgate, Crest, and Tylenol. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Back, aren't we?
That was the pre-point to make sure you were on board doing it.
I wonder if people watching...
Don't point too soon, man.
I wonder if people watching over at video.freetalklive.com like saw Nikki go, but like say nothing, right? You know? Anyway, it is Free Talk Live.
It's a test run.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160 if you would like to pipe in and join us in the conversation. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever.
Unless it's a DMCA takedown.
Well, no, that's for Odyssey, not Library. Yeah. So I have to go try this in my spare time, which I have so much of now. Visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. All right. What is the Free State Project?
Great question.
I wonder, we talk about it here on show.
Let's go to the authoritative source on the matter.
the true Dork Times, also known as the New York Times. This is one of my least favorite publications. I believe the sentiment is shared amongst...
For unbiased reporting about the Free State Project.
That's not what we're going to get here. I'm just guessing. I haven't actually read this, but...
I think it's great advertisement.
Today's newsletter is a guest dispatch from Don Barry. Never trust a man with two first names, Don Barry, who wrote in the New York Times Sunday about how the surprise victory of a hardcore libertarian movement in a small New Hampshire town led to a swift backlash and a harsh lesson in the importance of showing up to vote. Here, Dan explains the group behind the clash.
Oh, is this the Croydon thing?
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that the next article?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
For nearly two decades now and without much national attention, restless libertarians. Are we restless libertarians?
I think they mean we're not lazy and we actually get things done.
My preferred adjectives are handsome and wealthy.
For nearly two decades now, without much national attention, handsome and wealthy libertarians everywhere have been relocating to New Hampshire. They are drawn less by the spectacular fall foliage than by a literal interpretation of the state motto, more often stamped on license plates than uttered in conversation, live free or die.
I know. I say it all the time in conversation. I don't know what they're talking about.
I love uttering that in conversation to natives when they start getting all status. Isn't this the live free or die state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you read your license plate lately?
Yeah.
You would think the brainwashing would be strong. And that people would read that and be, live for your time, man.
This is your state motto. You should be the one upholding its values.
You've been reading it hundreds, if not thousands of times a day on every car that passes you by.
They could just move to Massachusetts.
Stamped on the status license plate.
The opposite of the Free State Project, which is the progressive state project.
Yeah, it's progressive relocation.
Yeah, it's to help those who don't agree with New Hampshire being a live-free-or-die state to relocate themselves elsewhere.
There used to be one called the Free Lunch Project, similar idea.
Yeah, I believe there are multiple similar projects all happening simultaneously.
To get rid of those people.
Well, to assist them in achieving their goals in life.
Go where you get the state you deserve.
Much of the Free State Project migration has been driven by a nonprofit organization called the Free State Project. Its adherents believe that by moving en masse to a small state with an inordinately large legislature, people... All right, anyway, 400 representatives and 24 senators for 1.38 million people, they can affect change to their liking. That is, limited government, self-reliance, limited government, they wrote it to
It's so funny because they're always like, well, if you don't like it, why don't you vote? If you don't like it, why don't you run for office? And that's what we're doing, and now they're mad about it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take the advice.
I can't believe these guys have the audacity to vote. And to move to a place with a motto like live free or die.
And to change it to make it more free.
Evil. Evil.
Well, if you don't like the government, change it from the inside. Okay. Oh, we don't like it when you change it from the inside. That sucks.
It's amazing that it's actually starting to work a little bit here.
It is amazing.
It totally is.
It is amazing. Like, I am not, I said this tonight at our dinner, I do not identify as a libertarian.
Sure.
I identify as a voluntarist. I prefer to identify as an anarchist, but people go, you throw Molotov cocktails? It's like, no.
ANCAP, not ANCOM.
Yeah, I drink cocktails. I don't know what a Molotov is.
ANCAP should throw more Molotov cocktails. at the appropriate people and institutions.
But they would first get permission from their targets before they chuck them, or they would only chuck them in self-defense.
Sure. Pick your targets. That's all I'm saying.
By concentrating our numbers in a single state, we are maximizing our impact as activists, entrepreneurs, community builders, and thought leaders, the group's website says. Free Staters are neighborly, productive folks from all walks of life, all ages, all creeds of colors, who are on a mission to prove that more liberty leads to more prosperity for everyone. After all, who's against liberty?
Hopefully no one, except for the New York Times, clearly.
And a whole bunch of the natives here that want us gone.
Some people from Mass and some Vermonters and Bernie Sanders and, Bernie Slanders. The L is silent for most people. But it remains an open question whether the movement's interpretation of liberty, emphasizing individual rights over the common good, has gained significant traction. If it didn't gain significant traction, you wouldn't be publishing this frickin' article. Sorry.
Mic drop.
I would not drop this mic. It's like, I mean, I think my life is worth less than this microphone. These are pretty sweet mics.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You know, it's age, it happens. In 2016, for example, the Free State Project announced with fanfare that 20,000 people had signed a pledge to move to New Hampshire within the next 5 years and help create a society in which the maximum role of government would be nothing. Oh, I'm sorry, no. The maximum role would be to protect individual rights. People supporting guns rights, gay marriage, and fiscal conservatism are welcome. Racists, bigots, and those promoting violence are not.
Well, part of those.
It's not that those people don't show up. It's just that it takes a while for people to sort of out themselves.
I hear what you're saying, and I maintain that racism and bigotry are within the realm of libertarianism because it's voluntary association. And so you may not like those people, but they know who they want to associate with, and they know whom they don't want to associate with this, and that is compatible ideology,
yes.
Even if you don't want to accept it.
That is true. And, I mean, I guess that's all there is to say about it. That is true. It is compatible. However, it's not, like, welcomed.
Sure.
Right? We're not going like, hey, all you racists and bigots, come join us here in New Hampshire. I bet you somebody's going to, like, clip that and take it out of context.
Well, and honestly, I feel like I know a lot of people in the Free State Project. I've met a lot of people that have moved here for liberty,
yeah. And
I don't really know a single person that is racist.
Yeah, I
mean, I do, but they didn't move here for the Free State Project. They just ended up here.
Sure.
6 years later, the group says the number of Free Staters in New Hampshire stands at a little over 6,000. So we got a ways to go to get that 20,000 who signed up actually here. So if you're out there and you signed up for the Free State Project,
they do calling parties to get those people.
Where the hell are you? Get your ass here. We got work to do. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Like three words, you just got to say them in order.
I was unsure if it was three or four words.
And we are back.
We are.
It's a contraction.
We are
you
back.
You know contractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a conjunction?
Sure.
Conjunction. Watch y'all function.
We almost had a harmony there. Perhaps one day, Free Talk Live will be good enough to, I don't know, give us singing lessons.
This is a radio show.
603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
So we were talking about the Free State Project and the fact that the 20,000 signers haven't quite materialized yet. We've got, a third of that, according to statistics, which, you know, we don't know. I'm not tracking it. I actually, while the Free State Project may count me in those statistics, I didn't sign up for the Free State Project specifically. I knew that it was here, and I knew that there was what I like to call the larger liberty movement here, so it's not just the Free State Project, but I also knew that there were activists doing all sorts of things here, whether or not they were part of the Free State Project, and I wanted to come and be part of it, because I, too, feel like the government has gone too far.
So, whereas I support, like, the noble ideals of the Free State Project, I am of the opinion that as a project, right, we can objectively say that it has failed.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, hear me out. The original goal, like, here's what we're going to do, is to get 20,000 people to sign, and then within 5 years of reaching the 20,000 number, those people were supposed to have moved.
Right.
And I totally get your point there, but what I'm thinking is if we did get 20,000 people to move here, and they came here, and then nothing was really happening, to me that wouldn't be better than we have 6,000-7,000 people here, but we do have a lot of people that are doing a lot of really good activism.
Sure.
They're getting elected.
Sure.
They're passing bills. They're making change. So to me, that's the important part.
That might be the important part. But there was a stated goal.
Right. So, letter
that
of the goal.
Okay.
It did not happen.
To the letter of the goal, correct. They did not.
They hit the number in like February of 2016. I went, oh, darn, I've got to move now because I committed to move. I got here in 2018. And then 2021 came and went. Right. And that was the cutoff for reaching the goal as stated initially.
I wonder how many people are here that aren't. Because what, you have to sign something to say, like, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay.
I never did
that. Well, you have to sign up and say, I'm one of the ones who's going to go.
Yeah.
And they reach that number. So I don't know. There are people who have moved since then who likely didn't sign up and pledge to say, I'm going, but they're here anyway for the freedom movement.
Sure. Yeah. But if that being said, right, if we're going to trust any of the numbers, you have to go with, like, the official numbers from the Free State Project and objectively.
Yeah.
They have not reached those numbers in the stated time frame that they were supposed to.
Correct, yes. The one thing that they said, hey, we're going to set out and do this, they did not accomplish.
Right, the one thing.
Yeah.
Right, now, again, the goal is noble, right? Should people still move here? Sure. Should activists come and help out? Absolutely.
Yes, and also the Free State Project still exists as an organization, so I'm hoping they will, you know, set some other goals now, whatever that or they may be.
Maybe reachable goals this time.
Yeah. Well, I think, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Mark Edge that said the mistake the Free State Project made was reaching the or deciding where to move before reaching the amount of signers.
Okay.
Right? He thinks, and he made a pretty good argument for it. I can't remember the details, but he thinks that if they'd have said, hey, let's get 20,000 freedom-loving people together to sign and pledge to move somewhere where there's the most freedom, and then once they reach that number, decide on the state and then move to New
Hampshire.
Well,
they sort of did that because they did the vote after 5,000 people signed.
Right, but that's what he's saying is that they should not have done the vote at 5,000. They should have waited till 20,000 to do the vote.
I don't know.
And then all them people would move en masse at one time.
But they didn't even get that original 5,000 to move.
Well, they got over 6,000. So
now, but that vote happened like 15 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that, like, he made a pretty good argument for why they should have done it differently. Because once they decided on the state, a bunch of people who signed up were like, oh, well, maybe I don't want to go.
But I just don't see how that would have helped, though. I think
it would have been worse if you waited to 20,000.
It's
about building momentum, though.
Yeah, I guess so. But
they lost the momentum after they took the vote.
So if people were like,
I hear what you're saying.
I'm signing up for this thing, but I don't even know where I'm moving. To me, it makes more sense to be like, we picked.
Then those like last 15,000 know where they got.
Yeah, they know where they're going. Because I'm not gonna just say I'm gonna move somewhere. Like, what if it was Wyoming? I have no interest to go to Wyoming
or Honduras.
You know. Yeah, like I wanted to move to New Hampshire. I'm not even really technically a part of the Free State Project. I just moved here because I was in Massachusetts and New Hampshire's better.
Does that make all three of us among the uncounted?
No, I'm counted. I'm absolutely counted.
You signed?
I signed the pledge in 2007.
Okay.
I think 2007. Yeah, 2007. I got my signer number. I have that written down somewhere. It's in my notes.
Well, only.
And then when I moved, I told them I moved and I have my mover number.
So
you're official.
I'm official.
And I
moved within the time frame that I agreed to move.
Okay, look at
right?
you.
Like, they hit the number in 2016.
Wow.
I went,
keeping
gosh darn
word?
I got you. As libertarians should.
Wow.
As anarchists should.
I think it's interesting that well over 60% of the hosts of Free Talk Live on Sunday night did not sign.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so technically I volunteer for the Free State Project. I'm the rep from the Monadnock region for new movers, but I just didn't sign and I don't even really consider myself
a
Free State. I guess I kind of am.
But you are. In spirit.
Yes. In spirit.
Yes.
Right.
I mean,
so
I love the Free State Project. I think it's great.
So I'm not, again, I'm not knocking, like, the movement itself.
Right.
Just that the stated goal was not reached.
Yeah. And that's fine. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
Sure.
You know, I believe that there are far more liberty-loving people, anarchists, libertarians, voluntarists, whatever you want to call these people, who have the desire to do. It is difficult to pick up your life and, you know, move across the country to someplace you've never been before.
Yeah.
So
from Hawaii,
now,
sight unseen.
Yeah. Well, and I did the same from Seattle.
Good.
So now,
I mean, he's got you beat in Hawaii, though.
Well, I'll beat him in Seattle. It's fine. It's not a competition, right? But what I do enjoy is that people are still coming. People are still coming.
Absolutely.
We have these events that happen on the regular, not just here in Keene, but also in cities all around New Hampshire. All the different regions have designated representatives for the new movers, as you pointed out. So people are still coming. People are still, they come to Porkfest and Forkfest. They listen to Free Talk Live, and it's not stopping. The migration is happening. People do have an interest. And the more oppressive the United States government decides it's going to be to its own people, the more it declares its own people the enemy, the more interest there's going to be in doing that, and the more momentum the folks, the liberty-loving people here in New Hampshire and the ones on their way are going to have.
I found my signer number, not my mover number. I'm signer 7840.
Wow. So you were...
How long ago did you move?
I moved here 2018.
When did you sign?
2007.
So a decade till you moved?
Yeah.
Wow.
They hadn't hit the goal.
Right, yeah.
I was not obligated to move.
Well, I remember...
I kept my word.
Those who've been listening to me on this show for quite some time may know that I attempted to move to New Hampshire about 5 years before I actually did move. And what do I mean by that? Well, I threw all my stuff into a trailer and was towing it behind my four-wheel drive, and I hit some black ice coming out of the mountains and rolled the whole thing. I almost died, lost all my crap strewn along the shoulder of the highway, et cetera, and so on. But I went back, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I hope I make it in time before the trigger, right? Because that's what they were talking about. They're like, when we reach 20,000, it's time for the trigger to be pulled, and everybody will move then. And I was like, oh, I better get out there before the trigger happens so I can get, like, things set up and help people as they sort of come in. I was expecting, like, a refugee-type thing. You know, people are, like, just showing up. Like, yeah, we got a bed for you over here.
Like it's a war zone.
Yeah, like some kind of, you know, weird hostile situation, you know. But I get here, and it's like, yeah, they're, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So
they're like, all right, the reinforcements are coming. And then trickle.
I think they're trickle. Still on their way. It's just difficult for folks to move their entire life. If you do own a small business, though, it's relatively easy to relocate your small business. If you have skills, particularly in the trades, welding, carpentry, painting, drywall, you know, all of that kind of stuff, stonework, masonry, you know, all these kinds of things. If you do anything related to homesteading, right, you've raised animals, maybe you are a veterinarian of some sort, that kind of a thing, these things are in demand, particularly for the homesteaders. 603-283-6160 is the number here for Free Talk Live. Coming up, why would an activist ask to lead a satanic prayer at a high school football game? We'll find out. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.